This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and we're here until the bottom of the hour with Learning University Edumacation, and we're bearing it. All right? Here on American Family Radio, bearing knowledge.
Bringing it.
Burying it.
I'm not quite sure.
We can do both. We can dribble around you, we can dribble through you. You pick. All right.
The choice is yours.
So we've already reset our questions prior to the news, so we're going to go back to the phones.
All right.
But let me just say this. We have cataloged a lot of our past shows of Trivia Friday.
In the archives.
Thank you, JJ. That's the word I was looking for. So if you want to listen to any of the shows, we've got 2 years or so, or more, 3 years. Hey, I don't know. We got a ton of Trivia Friday shows that you can download easily and listen if you're traveling and you want to have a few laughs and learn something. Just go to afr.net, and click on podcast, and you will see all those podcasts, just the Trivia Friday banner. Click on that Trivia Friday banner, and you'll see podcasts.
By the way, you can also go to resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net, and we have, JJ, I don't know how many of the hilarious highlights where you went through all the shows and picked some of the best out. Would we have 10 of those?
11 and maybe 12 that there's two that are ready right now. So those are, people say they go on road trips and put those in their CD player, and they are just hysterical.
All right, go.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Brian is on the line. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey there. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
All right, Brian, thanks for calling, buddy. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Well, I live in Northwest Arkansas, but I'm currently in Martha's Vineyard for work, traveling.
Okay.
You guys on the app.
Suffering for Jesus.
All right. Martha's Vineyard.
Exactly Martha's Vineyard.
How much is a hotel room on Martha's Vineyard? Like $500?
I don't even really have hotels here.
Oh, okay.
Keep going up from there.
Okay, you got to get a Vrbo or something like that?
Yes, sir.
I got you. That's
I wanted to answer the question about the Bears.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
The 1985 Bears were known for, no. Duh Bears.
Bears.
Okay. I'm just curious, Brian, are you able to tell us what kind of work you're in that would take you to Martha's Vineyard?
Sure. I'm a corporate pilot.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. What I'm talking about.
Well, Martha's Vineyard, we were up in Boston, and that we could have taken a ferry, Ed, over to Martha's Vineyard?
Yes.
Is that what you did?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a corporate pilot, so you can fly right in there. Okay, here we go. I got you. Here's the question that Brian's going to answer. There are three species of bears that live in North America. Name them.
Yes, sir. I appreciated Joseph earlier saving that question. Got the American, the grizzly, and the polar bear.
Okay.
Wait, a polar bear is in North America?
Yeah. Well, because that includes Canada up into the Yukon, and I guess they come over from.
All right. You said what now? Repeat those.
The American black bear, the grizzly bear, and the polar bear.
Okay. Yes. Yes and no, but it's more yes than no. Okay.
All right.
Here's the answer, Brian. The three species are known as black bears, brown bears, and polar bears.
Okay, brown bear is not. Because that's technically that is correct.
A grizzly bear is a subset of the brown bear family.
Because there's Kodiak, brown bear.
Right. You see what I'm saying, Brian?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you sound disappointed.
That's not going to affect your ability to graduate. You'll still get a couple of chords and a sash.
Like I said, you're mostly right. Now you can't apply mostly. That to your job.
you know, you'd be surprised.
We don't want to know, Brian.
Don't
we're
say
sitting
anything,
in the
brother.
Back. We don't want to know, brother.
What goes on Trivia Friday stays on Trivia Brian, Friday.
Forget
no
that.
One will ever yeah. know.
Forget yeah. that VOR. So I'm going to fly where I want to fly.
I'm going to say you got it right, but he said American black bears, that is the most common bear. In North America, but brown bears, which include the grizzlies and the Kodiaks.
Kodiak, yeah.
And then the polar bears. Polar bears are found only in Canada and...
Alaska.
Grizzlies in the American West, mountainous West, right? And then black bears are all over the place.
Brian, quick pilot question. What, 5,000, 7,000 hours, and you fly in a Learjet, King Air, Beach Premier, what are you flying?
I've got about 5,500 hours, and we fly Citation Latitude.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet. Well, you're living the dream, buddy. I hope you appreciate that.
Man. You
got some pictures. If you send me an email address or something.
Send him your email.
Yeah.
Send you pictures of his.
You can go to jjjasper.com or jjjasper@afr.net. I'd love to see some pictures because what I fly has got a giant rubber band out front. You got to twist that little red propeller up. It takes forever, but it's at least worth getting off the ground.
I remember those days.
Fly low and slow.
Brian, one question for you. JJ Jasper. He will always be remembered as the man who landed the plane on the highway. You'll be remembered for more than that.
I'll be remembered for jokes. Number two, the engine quit and I had to land on the highway.
Yeah, so you probably.
Well, I'm glad that you're still here to talk about it.
Yeah. That's what the first responders said. They said they never worked one of those where they actually had a conversation with the person that was in the plane.
All right, Brian, what's your question for us?
Yes, sir. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
On the QWERTY keyboard. Using correct typing fundamentals, what is the longest word that you can type one-handed?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I remember a quick brown fox jumped over the lazy log. But I don't remember nothing about how much you can get out of that super casual elastic with
super fragile
hopping with one hand. Yeah,
super califragilistic.
The what did what the over the log the, and the frog? The, and,
yeah, that was the sentence that you typed.
Oh, yeah.
It had every
class,
letter. Every
and
letter.
It had every letter. Yeah, something about
the quick brown fox.
No, this jumped is a real over. Word.
Yeah,
that's
I've
real,
seen that. I've seen that in some trivia stuff, but I can't remember.
I think you got us, Ryan.
I'm gonna take a shot in the dark. I mean, why are y'all laughing?
Because this is usually when something nutty gets said.
I'm just. That's hurtful, Ed.
I
thought we were friends.
All right, what's your shot in the dark?
I'm just gonna say I'm Transylvania.
Transylvania.
Like I said, shot in the dark. Y'all got anything better?
No, I don't. No,
then we're going with Transylvania.
All right, Transylvania it is, Brian. What's the actual answer?
Transylvania has to use both hands to type all those letters.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Stewardesses.
What is it?
Stewardesses.
Stewardesses.
Wow.
Yes,
that's,
you would type all of that with your left hand.
Ties right in with his. Hey, the Transylvania thing, do it in your voice, Ed. Transylvania.
used to do commercials for
number six.
No, for some kind of cereal, didn't you?
Yeah. Count Chocula.
Count Chocula, yeah. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Watch your airspeed. And always good talking
and
to
have,
the pilot.
And have a lobster roll.
Yeah, hey, there you go. Two
Who's
things.
Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going to go to Mississippi. And Hayden is on the line. Hayden is 12 years old. So we got a youngin who is certainly under the wire and is a legit caller because 11 years old or older. Hayden, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Hayden, where do you live, my friend?
Guntown, Mississippi.
That's what I'm talking
up the road.
About.
It's just a 7-iron from here. Huh?
That is just right up the highway.
Yeah, right.
Well, Hayden, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
Is it the Fourth Amendment?
All right, good. So, good. We got a little constitutional scholar here. Here's the question, Hayden. What does the Fourth Amendment prohibit the government from doing?
Is it unlawful search?
That is correct. It cannot, the government, yes.
Nice.
The government cannot conduct warrantless searches by law enforcement. There is an exception because of the Supreme Court. Searching cars are permitted if there is probable cause to suspect contraband is inside. So the government prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures.
Yeah, that would be, you couldn't operate without that provision.
Right.
I mean, highway patrolmen and stuff. And
right.
Drug enforcement people.
That's why if marijuana is illegal and they smell marijuana, they could conduct
search
or bring a dog out because they would have a reasonable suspicion.
Hayden, thanks for being a young patriot. What's your question for us?
All right. Y'all ready?
We're ready.
Bring it.
So the dot above the lowercase I and J, what is the name of it?
I think it's a tittle, guys.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's there's jot and tittle. I think that's called a tittle.
Or Transylvania.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just kind of trying to.
Jot and tittle, that was quite the wrestling team, though. if you remember back in the 50s and 60s.
They come off that turnbuckle. Jerry Lee, Jerry King Lawler ain't got no chance when Jot and Tittle are in the arena.
Well, then, you know, Mutt and Jeff took their place. So
yeah. Mutt and Burgoo took their place. Hey, are we right? Is it a jot or tittle?
It is. You are right.
Which one is it?
Tittle.
Yeah. We were going to name one of our kids Tittle.
That's the dot over the I and the J are both called that, correct?
Tittle. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And there was a famous football player. This is not a joke. It sounds like I'm leading into one. But the New York Giants, Y.A. Tittle, was, I think he's a Hall of Famer, way back in the 50s, I think, led the New York Giants to several world championships.
Huh. All right, buddy.
He's quarterback.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, Hayden.
Yeah, that was good. Hayden, thank you for calling. We always appreciate young folks getting in on the show.
And he knew something about the
Constitution.
Right.
All right. Let's reset our questions for the last time today.
All right. And I've just got one remaining. Hopefully it'll last for the rest of the show. It is a true-false question. For most of human history, most birthdays were not celebrated because most people didn't know their birthday. Is that true or false?
I'm surprised this Bible question, this Old Testament question, is still alive. That verse, "Who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." Where in the Bible is that? Second question, true or false? McDonald's once tried bubblegum flavor broccoli on their menu. Is that true or false? And then, if you say my daddy is a cartographer, what does he do? What does a cartographer do?
My lone question I have remaining is this, and this is for a Learning University t-shirt, if you can get this. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated in November of 1963, Lyndon Johnson became president. He was sworn in on the airplane. Who became Johnson's vice president that day? Want to know the answer to that question and for the remainder of his first term.
Okay, now that's if they can answer it, they get a T-shirt.
Yeah.
If they do without looking it up or asking someone, or are you just going to?
I just take any answer
take
at
any
all
answer.
Right now because
all right.
We've been going the whole show.
Okay.
So we're going to dumb it down.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this is very interesting.
It's a hard question.
I looked this up. It's hard. By the way, you had mentioned earlier, Tim, about the Trivia Friday podcast.
Yeah.
If you go to AFR.net and you click on the podcast drop-down menu, you can find Trivia Friday. Brent Creeley, our producer, looked it up, and those podcasts go back to 2020. We have 6 years worth of Trivia Friday. Folks, you could drive all the way to Alaska and back.
And you can listen to us get dumber and dumber and dumber over the years, right? Or smarter and smarter and smarter.
Smarter and smarter.
As you used to say it.
This show exists to make our students better,
smarter,
and awesomer.
And awesomer. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's go to Illinois, and Vivian is on the line. We've had a lot of ladies calling in today. We always love to have our ladies call in. Vivian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vivian. Where do you live in Illinois?
In southern Illinois.
Right. That's so many people.
Like, 50 miles north of Paducah.
Like Vivian,
okay.
A lot of people from Illinois, you ask them where they're from. I'm not from Chicago.
Right. It's southern, like, and in southern Illinois.
That's the first thing they say. I'm not from Chicago. But anyway, Vivian, well, wonderful. You know, are you near Carbondale and Mount Vernon in that area?
I'm between Carbondale and Marion on Route 13.
Okay.
Good area.
You know where Mount Vernon is?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, anyway.
One of my son-in-laws played minor league baseball in Marion. They got a real good team there in Marion,
Illinois.
One of the best.
Small town minor league team?
Yes. Yeah. And their baseball field and everything's incredible. It's beautiful.
All right, Vivian, ask, answer, or both?
Just answer.
Okay, which one?
The Lyndon Johnson thing.
All right, here we go.
So this is for a T-shirt. I think Vivian's going to get a T-shirt here.
And Vivian, it doesn't matter, but did you know this this answer you're about to attempt? Did you know it before looking it up, or did you look it up?
No, I knew it.
Oh, well, here we go.
What's that question again?
Well, here's the question Vivian's going to answer. This may be one of the hardest questions we've ever had on Trivia Friday. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated and Lyndon Johnson became president, who became Lyndon Johnson's VP?
He didn't have one.
That is correct.
How is that even possible?
I looked this up, Vivian.
Go ahead and answer, Vivian. How do you know that?
Give some backstory. If you can't, I did look it up, but we'll give you a shot, Vivian.
A shot. Really?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
We'll give you the first
opportunity.
Thank you.
Good night. All right, go ahead, Vivian. Go ahead.
Okay, I got it. You know, I have so many things in this old brain. When you said shot, it reminded me of when you were talking about the bears. I shot a black bear.
You really did?
I really did. And I have the rug to prove it.
Wow.
And then you were talking to the guy about the pilot that was in Martha's Vineyard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We used to have a 1947 Stinson. And my husband and I both had our pilot's license.
You've lived a remarkable life.
Oh, I have. And there were only two guys in southern Illinois that could teach us how to fly, because it was what they call a tail dragger. Instead of having the tricycle landing gear, you know, like most planes do, it had two in front and the one under the tail, so they could land on sod strips, so they could fly to Michigan and hunt bear, and we could land on a sod strip. A farmer would come out and mow it. So we could land.
Mm-mm. Vivian, you sound like one of those people that would have so many life stories.
Yeah, you need to be on National Geographic Channel or something, you know?
You
need your own show.
Boy, Stinson, that's a classic. That's an old, amazing airplane.
So tell us how you know about JFK and John. How did you know that?
Well, I was so interested in politics back then. I watched the convention in 1960. It was in Los Angeles, and I was out there, and my mother wouldn't let me go. I wanted to go so badly, but she just had a fear of the crowd, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was already married at the time, and my husband was in Korea, and he was a Republican. And I was a Democrat. I was brought up a Democrat. And I wanted to vote for Kennedy so bad. And I couldn't. I wasn't old enough. But my husband was going to vote for Nixon. And they messed up his absentee ballot. So he didn't get to vote either. So I was, but during the convention, I wanted Estes Kefauver to win instead of Kennedy. And then, you know, if it wasn't Kefauver, then Johnson. But then when Kennedy won, I was all in. And I watched all that stuff. And I remember when he was killed. And I remember when Johnson, I was just very involved.
Yeah.
And watched it. And I remember, and I didn't know at the time that the Speaker of the House would be the next in line.
Yeah.
You know, if something happened to Johnson.
Yeah. So here's what happened. So, yeah, you know, you're exactly right. Right
up to that. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, thank you, Vivian. Thank you so much, Vivian.
Does she have a question for us?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have a question for us, Vivian?
I didn't. I really wasn't prepared. It's just when you were talking about that, it made me think of.
All right, Vivian, we're almost out of time, so we do have to kind of wrap this up. But that is superlative.
Yeah,
knowledge on Trivia Friday. We're going to give you the backstory for the rest of our
listeners. Stay on the line so we can get your address for the shirt.
That's a good point, JJ.
We're going to have to get back to her because I just dropped her.
Okay, so Vivian, do what now?
Give her our email address.
Okay, Vivian, we're going to give you an email address, and you email us and tell us I was the one who won the Learning University T-shirt, and we'll send it to you because we accidentally dropped you. What email do you want them to use? Okay, just email comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, and give us your address.
And shirt size.
And shirt size, and we will get that in the mail to you. So John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Lyndon Johnson became vice president. But Lyndon Johnson had no vice president. From the years 1963 to 1965, the U.S. had no vice president.
Wow.
Yeah, that was.
And that is because the 25th Amendment had not been ratified, and they probably ratified it because of that situation in 1967. There was no legal mechanism to fill a midterm vacancy in the vice presidency.
Wow.
That's, I mean,
that's in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how did they leave that back door so wide open?
That's unbelievable, really.
They probably weren't thinking about assassination. Yeah.
So had Johnson died in office those 2 years, whoever the Speaker of the House is would have assumed the presidency.
Right.
And then he would have had no VP.
Right. Or the Postmaster General, or, you know, who knows?
What do we have left here? Because we're out of time.
All right. Well, I don't think we have enough time to.
No, we'll answer our questions.
So the only one I've got left is for most. By the way, Vivian, again, I apologize for dropping you. Make sure you email us at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Let us know that you are the one who, and we'll send you the T-shirt. So for most of human history, most birthdays were not celebrated because most people did not know their birthday. True or false? That is true. Birth registration was not widespread until the early 1900s. I didn't know that.
Bible verse, here I am, send me. Where is that, Ed?
Isaiah 6.
Isaiah 6, 8. Second question, true or false? McDonald's once tried bubblegum flavored broccoli on their menus. True
please,
or false?
Please tell me that's not
false.
True.
Yes. In 2014, McDonald's developed bubblegum flavored broccoli as a part of an experiment to get kids to eat healthier. However, to Tim's point, it never made it to the restaurant. The bizarre flavor and texture combination confused the children in taste test, and the idea was scrapped. So it sounds like a Willy Wonka thing, but it was true, but it was rejected. And then, cartographer.
What is a map maker?
A map maker.
We're out of time. Thank you for yours. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. See you on Monday.